From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. The Tamiami Trail refers to the southernmost portion of Highway 41, stretching from Tampa to Miami. Construction of the east-west portion of the road through the Everglades was considered a monumental feat of engineering. On Saturday, the Museum of the Everglades recognizes the 87th anniversary of the opening of the Tamiami Trail with a series of events, including a lecture by Melissa Timmow with the Florida Public Archaeology Network, titled The Tamiami Trail and Other Projects of Profound and Unintended Consequence, The Archaeology of How Humans Have Shaped the Southwest Florida Landscape. I recently spoke with Timmow for a closer look at how this and other engineering projects dating back to prehistoric times have impacted the way people live in Southwest Florida.
The Tamiami Trail, it was a really fascinating project. It was a monumental project. It was considered one of the wonders of the world when it was completed, just by the sheer difficulty of the undertaking. Sort of interestingly, it was a very modern sort of project where they decided to do it all by automobile. It was one of the first big projects to do that. And of course, down here in Southwest Florida, with Ford being so close, automobiles were, even though we were sort of out here in the middle of nowhere, cars were a trendy thing. So it was an interesting project, and it's really shows this turning point of how we were now using South Florida, seeing it in a different way. Because for a long, long time, for hundreds of years, Europeans and later European Americans sort of ignored South Florida because it was just so difficult. They couldn't wrap their minds around how to negotiate this landscape, how to get anywhere and how to do anything. But culminating with the building of the Tamiami, it was really a way of human beings sort of mastering this landscape and trying to figure out how to live down here and how to make money off of it, which of course is always a big thing.
And when this was constructed, this is at a time, you know, before there was much in the way of a green movement. Concepts like environmental preservation weren't really big. It was more, this was seen as something like a project where we could tame nature, we could change the earth. But then, of course, that has had unintended consequences we continue to deal with today.
That is very correct. And actually, this is sort of a, you know, it started in the 1880s when they first started doing the dredging for the canals, because a lot of the rivers didn't connect up with Okeechobee. So there were many ambitious people seeking to make travel easier by building canals. And in 1909, the people undertaking those projects actually got the president in Congress to declare war on water, which is sort of mind-boggling. It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, especially today with our understanding of just how critical the Everglades environment is. But yeah, the construction of the Tamiami, especially the east-west portion, the most feasible way for them to do it was essentially to build a dam. They didn't have the funds or even the technological advances to build a giant bridge across it, and they didn't really think of it that way. It was somebody else's problem. So it was a great feat for them, but it was very traumatic for both the Everglades and then even as far as impacting the fisheries down in the Keys. So long-term was not really in their vision.
What other types of projects of profound and unintended consequence will you be highlighting in your lecture?
I will be highlighting some prehistoric projects like the Colusa Canals, which were also another monumental public works project to get from point A to point B that were expertly maintained by the Colusa for centuries. And even the recent evidence done by National Parks archaeologists from the Everglades National Park about how a lot of the tree islands in the Everglades were actually constructed initially by people, probably accidentally so. But that obviously, the tree islands are a very critical part of the Everglades ecology, and a lot of them were formed during the beginning of this, what we call as archaeologists, the Archaic period, which is from 10,000 to 3,000 years ago. And just as they were forming, human beings were on the landscape, living their lives, and helped with the construction of these critical parts of the environment, Everglades environment. I'll also talk about finally, one recent example of large earth-moving endeavors, and that will be the sort of modern communities like Cape Coral with all of their canals, and so many canals that it actually affects the tides, which is kind of crazy to think about as well. So a little bit from the past, deep past, recent past, and up through sort of more modern times.
I find it really interesting the link you draw between, you know, these ancient canal systems from the Colusa culture, which is no longer with us, and then the modern day canal system that is Cape Coral, and just how really Cape Coral is a city that came from land that wasn't there before. Do you think there's a connection there, either between the Tamiami Trail Bridge construction project, maybe what the Colusa were doing hundreds of years before that, and then with the development of Cape Coral and this human notion of taming the land and making it do what we want rather than adapting to what nature has presented to us?
Yes, there is some correlation, is because this is not a very easy landscape for human beings to travel. I just try to imagine before the Tamiami or before the Colusa canals, just trying to walk anywhere down here or even canoe down here would have been very difficult to do. I've talked to longtime residents, I've read historic records, and this tie to the water has always been very prevalent down here because it's been the easiest way to not only get food, but to travel. So trying to sort of rest this landscape into something usable has been a long-term human endeavor. I mean, people have been in South Florida for more than, 12, 14,000 years, and it's always been sort of an issue of trying to figure out the best way to go about things.
Well, Melissa, great to speak with you. Thanks so much.
No problem.